Zeller? No. No, he's getting married soon. He's not coming.
He is?
He's going to marry Hanukkah time, yeah. Yeah. We hope.
We are.
But she's moving here, obviously. You're at Staten Island, yeah. But I am, after Sukkot, I am scheduled to start learning, preparing Baba with a Chavrusa here in the morning. The guy, I don't know, it's going to work out. The guy is going to, wants to learn Yerushalmi with me. The dorm counselor here in the yeshiva. And we'll see. Either I'll be better prepared, or less better, less over. I'm a little bit nervous about Bava Ka, about Mazikin, because it's supposed to be different than the rest of the Yerushalmi. And there's a lot, I have more sforim on it, so it can take more time to prepare. I have it. Okay. We are on Daf Lamed. Lamed Alpha Beis at the top. Lamed Alpha Beis at the top. Page 62, right at the top. Okay? Now this is going, actually it's a very, very interesting sugya, but really it's better if you had a board. Alright, maybe we'll just use paper. What? Yeah, I know, we'll get to the next one. I don't think it's worth it. Okay, anyway, which is that you have a 30-day lapse. There's a 30-day interval. Here I'm going to put day 1 and day 30. I'm going this way. And there are two possibilities. Reuven is Mekadesh, which I actually told him Rishon. The Rishon is Mekadesh on day 1 to take effect on after day 30 in one of two ways. Scenario A is that La'achar Shloshim, and scenario B is Me'achsha, from now and La'achar Shloshim. And then in the middle of those 30 days, you have number 2 comes. And he's Mekadesh in the middle of those 2 days. And by the end of the 30 days, he may either have died or divorced her, or may not have died and divorced her. And how long that goes on, we do not know. So basically, that's and later I'm going to have 3, 4, 5, 6 other people. Okay, so basically we have day 1 through 30, and number 1, this takes place either after 30 altogether, or Me'achshav V'Lachar Shloshim. In the meantime, you have number 2 who comes in the middle. Okay? Guy number 2 who comes in the middle. So it says, this quote from the Mishnah, in the case of number 2 dies within the 30 days, right? Or divorce is within 30 days. Number 1's kiddushin takes effect after the 30th day. Why? Because number 2 is gone. He died or divorced, right? So number 2 is gone within the 30. So at the 30, number 1's kiddushin can take effect, right?
Why did number 2 take effect to begin with? Number 1 had a
kiddushin
that was
Khan. Well, right now it's about Lachar Shloshim. Okay, so later on I'll tell you about the case B. So, Meis Lachar Shloshim, What if the number two only died after 3 days are up? Lo Girish or did not divorce her. Lo Chol Kedusha Rishon. Kedusha Rishon did not take place. Now that means, even let's say if number two divorces her or dies on day 31, then Kedusha number one never takes effect. Since on day 30, number two was married to the girl, even though he dies immediately after day 30. On day 31 he dies. Nevertheless, that prevents number one's Kedushin from ever taking place. More is going to discuss that at some length, okay? Hodor the Tani, the Tawar Jilur, Rechia said, Kol Tanai Shnis Kayem, any Tanai, any condition which is fulfilled, Ava Pisha Bato Lachar Mikain, either subsequently it is cancelled, Harezim Mukudeshes, then that's valid. And this is since the second guy died promptly, so therefore that's okay. Any time the condition was not valid, the time that the condition was taken to effect, supposed to take effect, meaning on day 30, he was still alive. Number two, even though it was subsequently fulfilled, and she's not married. Okay, similar case, except we're talking about korbanos. A guy made a korban la'achar shloshim, so it's like A, it's not me'achar of la'achar shloshim. Made this animal korban after 30 days. Okay? What? Many 30 days. Today, right? You said today on the third day of... right, you just made that. It said it's going to take place 30 days hence. And he sold the animal within 30 days. I raised him b'chura. It's a valid sale because the animal's not yet hekdish. If he was makdish am for another purpose within the 30 days, so hekdish, it's valid hekdish. Chazer v'locha b'tov shloshim yom. Now, if you bought the animal back within the 30 days, then it becomes hektish as an ola on the 30th day. Lachar shloshim yom. Now here it becomes a question. I'm going to learn this like the Yor Sameach. Everybody else changes the gear so left and right, but the Yor Sameach leaves the gear so basically the way it is, except he punctuates slightly creatively. Says lachar shloshim. So he learns this like a question. Lachar shloshim lo chale hektish ola. What about if he takes back the animal only after day 30? Do I say, like marriage, that just like the marriage cannot take place on the 30th day, so it never takes effect, so too if the ola cannot become, the animal cannot become an ola on the 30th day, it also never becomes an ola? Says Martin, no, lo dami ola l'isha. And ola and isha are not comparable. Okay? Now, Nor Samech explains why not. He says, calls this a clear svara, beautiful, svara b'ira, he calls this. Says, what's the difference between a woman and a korban? He says, a woman, her marriage is not in her hands. Her marriage is solely in the hands of whoever is married to her, right? So therefore, if he dies or divorces her, she goes free. If he doesn't choose to die or divorce her, she remains married, right? So therefore, on day 30, if she's married to number two, so then that means that as far as number one is concerned, she's forever out of reach. Hi, the next day she became in reach, it doesn't matter. That condition was focused on day 30, and therefore if on day 30 nothing could occur, as far as we're concerned, as if it forever nothing could occur. But by an animal is always subject to purchase, to sale, right? To redemption, right? And therefore, since an animal is subject to purchase, to sell, redemption, by the owner. In other words, a woman is not. She's not. She can't do anything to get herself out of marriage. But the owner of an animal can do things to get an animal out of hectic, get an animal out of a sale, and so on and so forth. So therefore, even if on day 30, the animal is still sold to somebody else, but the original owner wants to make it hectic, knows that he has the capacity, and knew he had the capacity, to redeem it if he just paid enough money, right? So therefore, it's as if he's not, let's call it like this, even though it's only an analogy. He doesn't give up hope of making it hektish. And therefore, even if he buys it back, say, 2 days later, at that point it becomes hektish. Okay? So basically, it's the difference between biyodo and not biyodo. Which is within the guy's power, even if third day 30 passes and he wasn't able to fulfill the condition could be fulfilled subsequently. When it's not within his power, such as a woman, so then in that case, if on day 30 wasn't in his capacity to do so, it always remains beyond his capacity, and the marriage never takes effect. Okay, that's a nice svara. Or some Ach likes it, pats himself on the back for it. So he says that it's a very nice svara, seriously speaking, because it's a tenai, of course, has to do with your own das. And your das is shaped by whatever you can do. And since you can't affect somebody else's marriage, so therefore that puts her beyond you, and of course your condition is nullified by that. But you can affect somebody else's ownership, and therefore that would be in fact be a case in which you you would expect your condition to be fulfilled. Okay? So says Mar Madam Yaisha Lola. Where is the case where a woman and Ola are similar? Interesting how well case here. So says Mar, where is a woman like a cow? Oh, that's not what it means. But where is a woman like a carbon? So says Mar Merchir Barada, Khibara said Tipoter, Shemes Hasheni. It's a case where guy number two died within the 30 days. But he left a brother. Vavleach. He left a brother. So is it that the brother, what is she on day 30? She's a skuka. She's a yavama, right? She's under Zika. Mikem, when she's skuka liyibum, lo chola le kedusha rishon. So she's zoku liyibum. The second one, first one's kedushin, are not chal upon her, but, says Dor Sameach. The halach is, of course, even though we paskin as skuka cannot contract marriage, lo shuk. Theoretically, whenever she gets out of Zika, she can be married to this fellow, right? And therefore, and the way it works, he proves that if a guy can't marry this kuka, and he wasn't supposed to, when she does chalitza retroactively, she becomes muteris to the guy. So, I don't know exactly how that works, but I don't even know if we have to go as far as your Sameach takes it. Well, what we can say is that skuka is more, since skuka is not the same level of iser, not the same level of prohibition, so it's as if she has some heterotim on day 30. In other words, using our mush more, he doesn't give up hope. So in that case, it would be like an ola. By a woman who's fully married, it's beyond his bounds, number one's bounds, so therefore his tanai is not fulfilled, it's considered eternally to be cancelled. But when she's only a skuka on day 30, not fully married to somebody else, so then his tanai has still the capacity in his mind of being fulfilled, and therefore, if let's say she gets chalitza on day 31, so then the next day she reverts to being married to number one. Okay?
Number one is always waiting in the
wings. So it's
waiting.
Well, not
according
to.
No, there's no brother.
Yeah.
So number two dies.
Yes, then automatically in the day there. Right. No. Right, training the wings. Storm it. Okay? Ma dami olish, on the other hand, what's the case when Ola is like a woman? When Ola is like a woman, and therefore, even if it does take place on day 30, it never takes place. So Rami Tzani says a very interesting case. He says, you actually were makdish an animal, which is a balas mum. So what kind of hekdish is it? What kind of hekdish is it? Berek habayis, right. So berek habayis means, what does it mean? It's berek habayis. It means it's always, you can always redeem it. No matter what, right? If you sell an animal, you have to buy it back. You have to entice the owner to sell it back to you, right? If you're makdish an animal, which is a tamim, you have to wait till it gets a mum. But an animal which is a baal mum, to begin with, you can redeem it anytime you want, right? So if you didn't redeem it on day 30, that means you yourself counteracted your tanai, right? So you had the capacity to redeem it before day 30 and make sure that on day 30 it's susceptible to the original hekdesh, right? But you were makdish it to a berek habayis, so you didn't redeem it by day 30, so that means that you yourself canceled your original condition. So that means that even if you buy it back on day 31, the original kedusha doesn't take effect on it. In that way, it's ironic because, and what happens is that a woman who's totally beyond your reach And a balas mum, animal which is totally within your reach, in both those cases, the condition that the kiddush should take place after lachar shloshim is canceled if the animal or the woman is not available on day 30 itself. But in an intermediate case, a case of an animal which you made the kadosh b'kedushas korban to be a korban, where or you sold the animal, where you do not have full control, nor do you lack complete control. In that case, I said that even after day 30, once you get it back, at that point, the t'nai takes effect. So you see clearly how das bnei adam can affect the t'nai on both ends, right? According to the orsamech interpretations gemara, if something is beyond my bounds completely on day 30, so even if it comes into my bounds, into my jurisdiction later on, the kedushin of day 30 does not take effect. And so it's completely beyond within my control, and I don't exercise it by day 30. Even if I do afterwards, then my kedushin doesn't take effect, or kedusha doesn't take effect. If it's something which is somewhat within my control, but not completely within my control, and then perhaps on day 30 I'm still working at getting it back, in that case, if I get it back sometime subsequently, at that point, the condition of the subsequent kedusha or kedushin takes effect. That's the way what the Gemara is saying. Which, again, is or some abstract. Everybody else is different pshatim, but with this, we didn't have to change a single girsa. Okay, and everybody else changes like crazy. Rabbi Zira. He said, I understand. Tamanat Omar, elsewhere you say, oh, meaning all over you say, that when you consecrate something up to the heavens by verbally, it's as if you already gave it over to a commoner. So here on day one, when you said that this house should be hektish 3 days hence, let it be considered to be as if it's already hektish, right? Now the Gemara, obviously, that's a shocking question. I'm a little bit astounded. Rabbi Bun Bar Chia's question. Rabbi Zira gives the obvious answer. He says, how can you compare it to? It's apples and oranges. Oranges, Omer Tamon, Omer Mikvar. When do we say, Ami Rosal Gavok, Kim Si Rosal Adyar? Then when he says and make a requirement, it's as if he already gave it over. When he says now, but what do you say over here? After 30 days. So when does it become a Gehekdish? Only 30 days hence, right? Abramacha. But here, where am I? Bramacha boy melach shloshim yom. He said after 30 days. Rav Avichar Biyochanan said hareiza oyla kol shloshim. The opposite case. You said let this be oil for the next 30 days. Next 30 days, want it to be an oil. What happens after 30 days? Lach shloshim yom yotzel chulei me'aleh. It's not a bavli, and I can't imagine the bavli ever saying this. But it says after 30 days, poof, not oil anymore. No longer korban, okay? Very good question. Funny you should ask that. Milasa mai. What do you do? What's the halacha about mila? Rabbi Yochanan mai milasa brua. During those 30 days, it's mila's doraisa. It's a shocking concept. So, how can it be mila doraisa? It's very strange. If it was mila doraisa, then after 30 days, how does ghost got free? Which is your question, right? So the Ribbah says he brings down an interesting one. He says the Gemara Ksuvas. Yerushalmi Ksuvah, Staff Nun Amid Alf, Perikhes Aloch Yud, says, Rabbi Yochanan there says actually, that, first let me backtrack. Let me give the Ribbah's initials for it and then tell you what he says. He says that this, as if you say that this animal is hektish, is chulin, is hektish for the next 3 days, and if I don't sacrifice it during the next 3 days, I'm afraid that it's chulin. Retroactively, it'll become chulin. So that's when mila falls off after 30 days. So why is it mila during the 30 days? So he brings down this Yerushalmi Ksuvah, which obviously we learned. Yerushalmi Ksuvah says, I don't remember it either. Yerushalmi Ksuvah says that if a gizbor has the right to grab something, to do tfisa, even though he wasn't tefisid, during the time that the gizbor has the right to do tfisa, there's mila. Okay, since the gizbor, since the treasury agent, the base of the mikdash, have the right to grab it, so it's me'ila Not because it's true hektish at the moment. It's not. But because there's a potential monetary gain for the hektish at this point, and you're depriving them of that potential monetary gain, you're depriving them of the right of tvisa, that in and of itself is considered to be an act of mila.
That's called
Karoy Lamila. Right, Karoy Lamila, right. That's what it is. So basically, since Hektish could grab it, even though it's not really Kaddish, that's enough to make to cause Mila to take effect. Now, of course, this is very controversial for. So Rabbi Zir and Rabbi Hila Tarbe and Armin, they both said, Mila is a Sufik. The Mila is a Sufik. It depends if the Hektish pans out or not. If the Hektish would pan, since if the Hektish pan out, would be Mila, so then it's Mila. But if the Hektish wouldn't pan out, it wouldn't be Mila, so it's a Sufik. So therefore, you can't necessarily say that there's Mila involved. Okay, next case. Hare Mukadesh Li Shlesh Myoim. You said to the woman, your Mukadesh is to me for the next 30 days. Hare is Mukadesh. It's a vow of Kiddushin for all eternity. Not just for the next 30 days. There's more ma ben hektish, ma ben isha. What's the difference between the hektish and a woman, right? Hektish, you said, it terminates after 30 days. The woman, you're saying, it's eternal. How come? What's the chiluk? So it says, well, I'll tell you, matzino hektish, yetzablo pidyon, blo matzino isha, yetzablo pidyon. We never found, we found hektish going out without pidyon, and we never found... What?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Matina Hektish, Matina Hektish, Yetzibla Pidyon, Lo Matina Yishir, Yetzibla Get. We never found a woman go out without a get. So therefore, the Hektish can terminate after 30 days. Now, the Ritbah says a nice little vort here. He says that, by woman, the pshat is that, forget it. Anyway, this is a nice chat, but it's not important for right now. So it doesn't really add anything for our purpose right now. So anyway, so says Gemara, now, where is this true? Says Gemara, hey, Nashkoch, and Hektish, it's a blue opinion. Now, the truth, this is an amazing question. I don't understand why Yerushalm is asking, because explicitly on Daf Chavtes on the base, a couple of plat ago, and this I did remember, because it was only a couple of plat ago, we found a case of Hektish, it's a blue opinion. The Gemara had said back there that if you have a korban which was found and you're not sure what it was, and the case in which we allowed you to take the korban out of the hektish and make it chulin. So, but the truth is that there was really, I'm sorry, not that case. That was a case where it was a tanai basin. Before it said b'mezid, if you take an animal which is hektish and you make a chulin, that's a valid desecration of the korban. Been on Gemara Daf Chavtes. So the one you could say, I can answer like this: that they're saying about was an avera who's done b'mezid, and he's committed an avera by doing it. We're trying to find a case where hektish is yoytze blow pidyon without an avera. Okay. So says Mar, we find such a case. Rabbi Shimon. So I'm Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says nichnasin velo nosdin. This case of case in Erchin. And it's a case of a yovel. And the yovel comes, and a field was consecrated by an individual to Hektish. And he didn't redeem it before yovel occurs. So in yovel, what happens is the Kohanim get that field, right? Since the owner never redeemed it, it goes to the Kohanim. And Reb Shimon says that the Kohanim get the field even though they don't pay Hektish. Comes their regular field even though they don't pay Hektish. So we see according to Rabbi Shimon, Hektish goes out without pidyon, right? It leaves Hektish and becomes the property of the Kohanim even without any redemption whatsoever. So says, well, that's nice, but that's only according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon hold the Kohanim have to pay. So I have a case where according to everybody, Hektish goes out without pidyon, but stay mikneh. In a field which is where a person bought a field and was makdish it. And the halacha is if you bought a field, b'zman shu yovel noig, when there is a yovel. If you bought a field and were makdish it, so it's not yours being makdish beyond yovel. So in yovel reverts to the original owner. For those years in the interim between yovelus, it belongs to Hektish. When yovel comes, it reverts to the original owner without any pidyon. Right, because it's his. Right, Yovel goes back to him. So therefore, here we have a case where Hekdesh leaves without opinion. Okay? Says the Gemara, Harezu Gita Shleishim Yoyim. Another cool dichotomy. This you get for next 30 days. Ain't a get Kriso. It's not a get Kriso. It doesn't sever the relationship. It's not a valid get. Get has to sever. Rabbi Yitzchak Elazar, Rabbi Yitzchak Elazar says, Odo dat Omar. That's really true. This is amazing. It's only if you married her with money that a get for 30 days, that if you married her with money, then we say that that you can be Mekudeshes for that Mekudeshes for 30 days is Mekudeshes forever, going back to that Gemara. That if you married a woman for 30 days, you married forever, that's where you married her with money. Avon Kitchub Shtarp, you married with the documents. Holy of the Lolomdu Ksav Kiddushin Elim Migerushin, so you only learned that Shtar works by Kiddushin from Gerushin. So that my Begerushin and Mekudeshes, just like by Gerushin, she's not divorced. Apikidushin and Mekudesh Sota by Kidushin, she's not married at all. I have to explain, it's an amazing concept. We said before, you marry a woman for 30 days, she's married forever. If you divorce a woman for 30 days, she's not divorced at all. So now, what about Shtar Kidushin? So you say Shtar Kidushin is not learned from Kesel Kidushin, where if you marry for 30 days, it's married forever, but rather it's learned from Kedushin. And just like a divorce for 30 days doesn't work, right? So too the Kiddushin for 30 days, when it's written into a shtar, doesn't work. Now, I want to give it a little bit of a svara, though I don't know if what I'm about to say is true, but it sounds good, which is that money is divisible, right? So theoretically, you can go buy a woman for 30 days, right? A shtar is not divisible. A shtar either works or doesn't work, right? Because you can rent the woman for 30 days, so you pay her for 30 days. But a shtar is either works or doesn't work. So now, as a result of that, we say, well, but since by Kiddushin, Kiddushin cast of money is divisible, so therefore it works. The thing is, once you make a woman, it's forever. But you try to make it work for 30 days, and work for 30 days, just once it works for 30 days, it remains forever. But by a shtar, since the shtar is not divisible inherently, right? Right? There's no such thing as the dividing up in the shtar, because you don't write time limits in the shtar. It's not that type of shtar. So therefore, it's not shaykh to division, right? Therefore, if you try to make it for 30 days, it doesn't work at all, right? So that which works for 30 days can go on and then work forever. But that which can't work for 30 days doesn't work at all. That's basically what we're saying here. Okay? So, but even if you don't like my svara, the Gemara is fascinating. A shtar kiddusha is derived from shtar gittin, and not only from kiddusha kesef. So, we're makish havayali tzia, we draw a parallel between marriage and divorce, even where that trumps a parallel to marriage. Okay? Again, that's why a shtar doesn't work for kiddushin for 30 days, just like a get doesn't work for 30 days, even though Kesef Kiddushin does work for 30 days. Okay? And beyond. What?
It says,
yeah, for the next 30 days.
So just for 30 days.
But doesn't work. That's what he wanted to do, yeah.
I don't understand how
the Lord would
be able to take that.
Whatever. As a result. Tomorrow we'll learn to tonight. It's like a yo-yo. Bounce back. I mean, the word says not creases. You're right. But that's the word. But I have me. It's a yo-yo. Okay. Rabbi Obashem, Rabbi Yonah, and Sarah. Yeah, sure. Right, from creases. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Says Gemara, all right, Vav Shem Yehovah and said, I raise the Ola Lachar Shloshim. This should mean Ola after 30 days. Mechora to Shloshim Yehina Mechora. If you sold it for within 30 days, it's not a valid sale. Now, the Rashba says it's a direct contradiction to Rabbi Yevon, Rabbi Yochanan on Laman Alpha Base, where he said you can sell within 30 days, and it is a valid sale.
The problem isn't in the safe, the problem's in the
creases. No, in the creases, yeah.
So that's why they're...
But it has to be a safe at creases.
What we're really working on is not all the elements afterwards that get wrong, we're in the same room. So that part is really unaffected by the creases.
That's what I would have said, and you would have said, but that's not what the Rishonim is saying.
It's amazing.
Yes. Yes. It is a remarkable thing. Right. You're right. The Kree, that's good. You have to learn. It's good. You're adding to the Chiddush of Rishonim to a large extent. That we actually in the creases, we in, so to speak, invert the creases. Right. That's right. That's the Gestar Gomor. Right. Okay. So, very good. If you told within 30 days it's not valid. Now, this direct contradiction where we learned in Laman Alpha Base, and the Rashba says the sugyas contradict each other, because Rabbi Yochanan there on Laman Alpha Base said you can sell during those 30 days or be makdish during those 30 days. The Shari Torah Yisrael wants to change the sugyas over here so it won't be a contradiction. He wants to say, this is where he said me'achshav. Here we first learn me'achshav according to Shari Torah Yisrael. He said me'achshav l'achar shloshim, then you can't sell during those 30 days. But when he said l'achar shloshim, then you can sell during those 30 days. Okay? However, it seems that he's not correct I'm not sure. Let's go on. So, anyway, but this is not the end of the story. Laida Milo Amar Le Lachar Shloshim, that if he can't sell during those 30 days, why did he say it should only take place after 30? Regardless of whether he said Me'achshav or not. So it says, I'll tell you why. L'shar Lo Gizav Avoda. Interesting. Really, the ownership now, immediately, is that of Hekdesh. The animal's owned by Hekdesh. So what was he leaving for himself? If the animal's owned by Hekdesh right now. So he's leaving himself as the right of the shearings and work for the next 30 days. Basically, it's the difference we have all over. Shas is more, will say itself immediately. The difference between Kinyan Guf and Kinyan Peros. The title of the sheep is already Hekdesh's. I have rights of usage for the next 30 days. So that's why I can't sell it or be Makdish it, but I can use it for the next 30 days.
Isn't that also the
Yuan? Not if I retain that. Right. That retention works. Okay? Similarly, Tlosh min ha-karkaze, this is not Hekdesh, obviously. You said to a guy, pluck fruit from the ground here. And here again, according to Shari Torah Yisrael, it should say Me'achshav. She'igna l'chol l'achashim real, that it should work for after 30 days. Mechorato shloshim, if you sell the field during 30, ain't a mekudah mechor, it's not a valid sale. If you consecrate it, it's not mekudosh. So that's because why? What was the chiddush saying that only after 3 days? Kinyan aguf belongs immediately to the second guy. He wants to retain for himself the right to eat fruit for the next 30 days, which again, well, that means that he can't sell it to anybody else or be makdish it, because kinyan aguf already belongs to number two, is coming 30 days from now. Okay? It's like, I guess living in a house after you've made a closed on it, right? So that would be the same idea. Okay? Nowadays, I don't think you do, right? You don't live in a house after closing.
Yeah. You just have to pay rent.
Okay. So he is trying to do it without and remain rent free. That's basically what he's trying to do. Okay? Halach. Selazeh. Now, the similar idea, except this is with money. That makes a difference. Before, somebody points out, the Gilan Ephraim, yeah. He says, this case we just learned is where you told him, make a kinyan chazaka. Klosh mina karka is a kinyan chazaka. Now you said, pay me money. or I paid you money. Here's money, sheikni li avdecha, in order that I should acquire your slave, lachar shloshim, after 30 days. Now, this is a very cool case, actually. In this case, we have a machlokas. Previous case, we have no machlokas. Again, because it's kini chazoka, so it's immediate. But and all that's left is the other guy gets to eat the fruit for the next 3 days. But here, it's money. So now we have five machlokas. Now, the halacha is if I beat my eved and I kill him, then I'm potter, right? If I, if somebody else beats him and kills him, it's chay misa, right? So that's where it's called din yomi yomai, right? If he lingers for a day or two and dies, then I'm potter, right? So that's who has that halacha, that special kula. So each taitani, arishom yomayim, some say the guy, the first guy, has that halacha of yom yomayim. These taitani, some say asheni yom yomayim. Same guy who's acquiring 30 days of rent, he already now, during those 30 days, has the right to not be killed if he kills the eved by beating him. Each taitani, those who learn zevazen of yom yomayim. Neither of them have the right of yom yomayim. He's trying to tell you, there's those learned Zeb Zeb Yom Yom Mayim, both of them at Yom Yom Mayim, so every single possible Shita. Mad the Mariel says that Rishon Yom Yom Mayim, that the first guy gets the right of Yom Yom Mayim, Umeis Tachas Yoddo. It says, if the Eved dies under his hand, and we know that means the hand which is now in control. Who's in control? The first guy. Madamar Shani Biyom Yomayim, who says the same guy has that halacha, is Kikasbohu. Because it says it's his money. And whose money is it? Second guy's. Because the second guy already paid his money for it. Now the Ursa Mech says, it's amazing, Ushami says, the Bavli only says that where the second guy said, I'm buying rid of a Me'akshav Ulachar Shloshim. But the Ushami is clearly even, he didn't say Me'akshav. Yeah, and your kinyan actually only takes effect 30 days hence. Yet nevertheless, since you paid your money for it already, it's already considered to be the second guy's vis-a-vis that loch of Yom Yomayim. Right? It's an amazing concept. Okay? Even though the first guy can renege, he can give back the money and say, okay, I'm not giving it to you. But nevertheless, right now, Kikasbahu is the second guy's.
Where was the other
first guy, by the first guy. Sure.
But the second guy came and...
Yeah.
Right.
Okay?
Well,
but even... no, but the king doesn't take effect until day 30. He killed him on day 15. Nevertheless, he's bought. Okay? That's a big Kiddush. Manamar Zeb Zeb Yom Yomayim, he said Bolke Yom Yomayim. Because we learn both Pesukim. Harishon is Bimeis Tachas Yodo. Hasheni Kikaspo, we're Mekel based on that. Manamar Zev is either trait gets you off the hook. Manamar Zev is Yom Yomayim. He said neither of them are off the hook. Is because you need both conditions. Harishon Shein will be Kaspo. The first one doesn't meet the condition of his money. Shein Yeno Meis Tachos Yodo. The second one doesn't meet the criterion of Meis Tachos Yodo. Okay? New case. Well, actually, just going on the Mishnah. Bas Kohen Li Yisroel. You have a Bas Kohen who marries Yisroel as number two. Actually, I'm just going to explain it. Sorry. Basically, so I told him Truma. That's the center of Mishnah. The Basquin, he saw marriage, eats Truma. East Tainitain, those who are low Torah Truma, she can't eat Truma. Amar Abilah said, Mandam, I told him Truma, he said she can eat Truma. Is Kasheni. Kshakshani Kohen. In other words, number one is not a Kohen. Number two is a Kohen. During the day she's married to number two, she can eat Truma. Because she's the wife of a Kohen. Even though after 3 days she might revert to number one, right now, what is she? Wife of a Kohen, right? Mandamar Loto Chaba Truma, he who said she can eat Truma, is B'shani Shani Kohen, is number one is a Kohen. That's nice, but as long as she's married to number two, she can't eat Truma, right? Says the Gemara, me'achshav lachar shloshim. Period. New case. Now this case is also in the Bavli, but nowhere near the extent of the Yerushalmi. Me'achshav lachar shloshim yom. Okay, now we're up to case B. Till now we're talking about case A, where he said lachar shloshim yom should take effect, right? What if he says me achshav v'lachar shloshim, from now till after 100 days, after 3 days? Oh, in that case, Rav Moshe Yochanan said very famous quote: "Afilu kiddushe me'at toipsim ba." Even 100 people during those 30 days can chap a Ryan and be mekadisher. If it's la'achar shloshim, then one guy can be mekadisher during those 30 days. But if it's mikan u'lachar shloshim, mi'achshav u'lachar shloshim, then 100 guys can come. It's an amazing concept. Where it says why? Says Moshe, Rav Moshe Yochanan said, "Afilu kiddushe me'at toipsim ba." Amar Rav Elazar said, "Lachain tzricha." You should know that this is the chiddush. For this, we need to say, "Afilu kitra hasheni kiddushin gemurin." Even if the second guy came and said, "I want it to be complete, whatever the first guy left over, I'm chapping a rind." Nevertheless, a third and a fourth guy and a fifth guy can come afterwards. Says more, "Vikendo zayin? How can this be?" Says more, "Rabbi Yitzchak bar Tavli boiku Rabbi Lezer Marashach." I understand. Whatever the first guy acquired, he acquired. The rest of it, the second guy came and completed that. What is there left over? How can you say, I can get up to 100? How does this work? So says Maramalay, so he said, he retorted to him kind of, you know, curtly. He said, you think logic applies to Arias? You think it's miman afshach? Let's just say miman afshach. It's either the first or the second, but there can't be a third. It says no miman afshach by Arias. Why not? Says the more. Says mao kedoyin. Why is that? So he says very interesting story. Ushami's original story. Kol isha she'eino knuyo l'odom echod. A woman who's not completely acquired to one individual. Afilu kiddushe me'at toipsim bo. Even 100 kiddushin can grab onto it. When he said case A, where number one said la'achar shloshim, she's not married at all until after 3 days, number one. So therefore number two makes kiddushin gemurim, and there can't be a number three. When number two kiddushin gemurim fell off, maybe she'll go back to number one. But right now, she's kiddushin gemurim two, number two. Okay? Where number one made me achshav v'lachar shloshim, we made an incomplete kiddushin. By definition, in that case, he made this woman like, the only analogy I can give to comes to mind is like an irrational number. Or it's something where the kiddushin of this woman is not susceptible to any precise limitation. Goes on and on and on. And Yushabali uses the language which is more cryptic than the Yushami, because Sebates Yushami, he says he makes it like a row of bricks. It's like a row of bricks you can constantly add on. And this woman's now become something where each person, it's like, you know, it's like we all said, kiddushin has been tampered with and been made in this kind of ameachshav, which is incomplete and constantly building during those 30 days. So everybody gets on an incomplete in a trajectory. And therefore each person gets in the middle of the trajectory, and each person is part of the trajectory, and nobody has a complete kiddushin on them. Okay? I don't know if I've made it any clearer, but that's what the Gemara is saying. Have I made it any clearer by saying that? Not really. Okay. I tried. Do you understand what the Gemara is saying, right?
I'm not. It's not a full marriage, so each one can continue.
Right. Nobody can get a complete marriage right now. Right? That's what the Gemara is saying.
She's open season.
Right, she's open season, right. Okay, nobody can effect a full marriage until somebody has resolved the situation. Alright. Chatami. Now, the next Gemara year, nobody understood this Gemara until I came along. So, this is really, I'm telling you, everybody goes crazy over this next Gemara, and it struck me, of course, I only was inspired by having seen the Gilyon Ephraim and others, but it struck me, I think I have a new good shot in. Chatami Boyko Rabbi Zira. So, Tami asked for Rabbi Zira the following question. Nasan love chakras. Now I should tell you what according to my understanding is the issue of this Gemara. What makes it more problematic is doesn't reveal what issue it's discussing. But it's actually a fascinating issue the Gemara is about to discuss. There's halacha, if you marry a woman and you divorce her, and she goes and marries somebody else, and he divorces her, right? Can she go back to the first husband? No. What about here? She was married to the first guy, right? She was married to him, right? Along comes the second guy. Shekidushin, right? Along comes the second guy and marries her, right? Sure. That's the case we just had. Now, I'm not known Yisuin. What do you mean? This case we just had. That means within those 30 days, 100 people can come and do marriage with her, right? Right?
Marriage, not
no, Kiddushin, same thing. The Nisun is not material here. Right? Where they can have beer with her is not our issue. We're not talking about beer. No beer necessary. Okay, so now the first guy married her, but now the second guy married her. Now let's say he divorces her. Can't you go back to the first husband? Second guy divorces her. Right? Number one married her. He didn't divorce her, obviously. Number two marries her. Number two divorces her. Can't you go back to number one? On the one hand, she was married to somebody in the interim. On the other hand, there was no first divorce. Right? Normally it's marriage, divorce, then marriage, divorce, that you can't go back to number one. But what about here where it's marriage, marriage, divorce? Can't you go back to number one or not? After 3 days. What? After 3 days, right? Or after the second guy divorces, or whenever that is. It's a great... It's not after, it could be even during the 30 days.
During 30 days, I understand.
What?
Because the first marriage was really suspended.
But it took effect, it's a me'akshav.
I understand. There's it's a quasi-marital.
Right! And that's what the Mars question is. Okay.
So it's like your analogy with the bricks. So you just take off the second brick and the first brick is still.
Okay, but well, that's a question because that's exactly what's question. Maskim, that's a question. That's why it's a question. Okay, so says Mar Chatam Boykon Rabizir. Nasla B'Shachris. He gave her, the second guy married her in the morning. Almanas L'Garsha Ben Arbaim, he's going to divorce her that evening, right? That, if can she go back to the first guy or not? Okay? So says Mar Chat David. Now, it seems like that the Kilofram says the Talmud's name was obviously David. The Talmud asked the question. No, there's no Reb David anywhere on Shas, but I guess this Talmud's name was David. I don't know. So that's what he says. So, there's no Reb
David.
No Reb's name David, right. This is the only David, I think, at least that we've had in both Shas so far, right? Okay. There's no Reb Avraham either. There are many. There are Reb Yitzchaks. No Reb Avraham. And there are Reb Yaakovs. But no Reb Avrahams. Okay, it's interesting. Okay. Chat David Savar Meimar. What? Yes. Okay. Chat David Savar Meimar. He wanted to say. Kol Shu Koine. Look, as long as the second guy was Koine, right? I'm sorry, so the first guy was Koine, right? He did make a Kenyan, even though it's only a quasi-Kenyan, but he made a Kenyan, the first guy, and then the second guy came and made another Kenyan, divorced her, so she shouldn't be able to go back to the first guy. That's what you stood that. Now, that's my svar. Rabbi Zira retorts with your svar. Rabbi Zira with Rabbi Meir's svar. He says, Rabbi Zira, No. She can go back to the first guy. Because really the first guy's marriage was not considered to be a full-blown marriage until after the 30 days. So you'd be right, he said, if the first guy's marriage was a full-blown marriage immediately. And then somehow she got out of that marriage and went to number two. And then number two divorced her. She couldn't go back to number one. But the only reason why number two can stoop around here is because number one's is not a complete marriage, right? And therefore, after number two's marriage terminates, she can go back to number one. Waiting in the wings, right? Oh, yeah, it's a different gear system. Pnei Moshe says, Chacham Echad Shishmo David, yeah. Okay.
Right. That's interesting.
Okay. So, David, so Avli Moshe Bar Sheni, so this is where I wait a minute. Avol, Moshe Bar Sheni, Kinyan Gomor. If the second guy made Taka complete Kinyan, Kairani Alea Lo Yucha Bala Rishon, Asher Shocho Lo Shuv Lekachto. Then the second guy cannot, then the first guy can't take it back. Now, obviously, what's the case? The case of that, how can the second guy make a Kinyan Gomer? What? Rabbi Zeus wanted his Mekel, though. Reb David wanted to be more Machmir. Reb David wanted to say that even if the first guy, Kershani, is not quite a Kinyan Gomer, nevertheless, right? Reb David says no. So he decided guys going to Kinyan Gomer. Now, obviously,
that's a
continuation. Right, that's the zero. Right. Now, truth is, you have to analyze that a little bit. Also, how's the second guy can make a Kinyan Gomer? It's not track for him to make Kinyan Gomer, right? The only way he can make a Kinyan Gomer is if the first guy divorced her. If the first guy divorced her during the 30, in other words, he said, Me'achshav u'lachar shloshim, right? And the case that's, this is just by past elimination, I assume this is the case he's talking about. I married a woman, Me'achshav u'lachar shloshim. After the assumption is that the Kiddushin builds all 30 days. After 2 days, I come to somebody and say, listen, I say, you know what, Sarah? I'm divorcing the 2 days which I was married you. After 30 days, what happens after 30 days, I'll be married to them. Okay? Now, whatever I did till now should be divorced, but we'll continue on after this. Right? Now, obviously, the reason he's doing this is only in order to allow her to get married to somebody else in the meantime. There's no other possible reason why he would do a Meshuggah the thing like this. So, whereas he's saying, if he did such a thing, if he divorced his part till now, even though he retained the Lachar Shloshim, and then she goes and marries the Sheni, and gets divorced from the Sheni, then she can't go back to the Rishon. Okay? Once the Rishon gave a get, even though the get was only for 2/30 of a Kiddushin, right? For the 2 days he was married to her, and not for the full-blown Kiddushin, then if the second guy marries her and gives a get, she can't go back to the first guy. That Rabbi Zira is masking. Okay? So where it's only acquired the condition without a get, there, even though the second guy gave a get, she can go back to the first guy. Where it's a quasi-kiddushin plus a quasi-get, and then another full kiddushin with a full get, she can't go back to the first guy after the 30 days. Okay? That's what I think this line means. All right? Now, as a result, the ramification of this is, Hayushneim Kwanim. What if both of them are Kwanim, both number one and number two? Shneim Achim, or two brothers. And of course, the grusha of your brother is forbidden to you, right? If your brother divorced him, you can't marry her, right? Shneim Asuri. They're both Asur. Now, this is true even if the first guy never divorced. First guy said, Me'achshav u'lachar shloshim. Number two comes in. Number two divorces her 10 days later. She can't go and marry number one. If the number one is a Kohen, she can't go and marry number one, right? Because she's a Grusha now. At least, true, number two didn't have a Fuki to Gerushin, but so worse than Reach Aget, right? There is a good get attached here, right? And if it's also, if the first guy is a brother of the second guy, it's Grusha Sachiv. It's true, it's not a gerushin of a full marriage, but it was a grusha of a brother to a certain extent, so therefore she's forbidden to go to the first guy, right? Oh, we're getting there. Good thing you asked. Okay? Hayu shlosh achim. What if there are three brothers? Okay, no get now. Three brothers. V'kitshua shnayim hem umesu. Number one is mekadosher v'lakan alachar shloshim. And number two was mekadosher during those 30 days. And they deserve it. They both kick the bucket. Okay? So now, what about Yavama? Now, do you remember this case of Yavamas? This is actually a case of Eshe Shnei Mesim, which is Doraisa. We had a case of Eshe Shnei Yo Mesim based on Zoku, was Zika. But how, you know, she was Zoku, she, her husband died, and then she fell to the second one. The second one did Mimer, or did Chalitza, or, you know, it only did, had Zika, and then the second one died, and there's Eshe Shnei Mesim. We had a case like that. But we never had a case of Eshe Shnei Mesim, which Mamish could be the Raisa that I recall. But this case is Eshe Shnei Mesim the Raisa. Right? Because she was married to both of them the Raisa. And they both died. So Adai, the Tainer of Chir, Eshe Shmeis Achas Misya Bemes, Eshe Shmeis El, I'm sorry. Eshe Shmeis El, Misya Bemes, Eshe Shnei Mesim. She's wife of two Mesim. She can't undergo Yibum. Right? Goodbye, Sechot, Elo Shnei Batim. What if there are two brothers? Now this case is fast, also fascinating. I mean, this whole Gemara is fascinating. But what if she had, there were two brothers? So Yishnei Achim, Kedushas Shneim, they both can marry her. Same thing like before, right? But only one of them died. Umeis Echad Mehem, right? It's not material which one right now. One of them died. Okay, so one guy married her Me'achshav from Tehin after 30, and the next guy married her within the 30 days, right? Then one of them died. Ma'u she'e mutabar. After 30 days of absence, I don't know if you have to wait till after 30 days, but is the one, the remaining brother, allowed to remain married to her? Chol you'd say no. Well, why not? Ma'afshach. No matter what, she'd be invincible. Ma'asha kana ba'kana, whatever he acquired as either number one or number two he acquired. Ma'asha naflo me'es achiv, and the rest of it he'll do ibum from his brother. Right? What's the problem? Right? There should be part wife and part evil. Says Gemara, that's the problem. You knew it would be a problem, right? Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi Amar, Oser bo. No, that's precisely the problem. He's not allowed to marry him. I'm Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi. He said, time of the Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi. What's the larger Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi? So he says, call you, so this is like multiple personality disorder. She became now as if she was two separate women. And two separate women, one of which is Tzores Erva to the other one. Okay? The fact, there's an amazing concept. She becomes as if she was two women, and each one is, each half of her is a Tzores to the other part. Mar's going to explain. Says Gemara, Koyevam Shein Kul Ifnim, any of them who's not completely married to the brother, Tzarakoni Shebo, Nidom Mishum Erva. The part which is acquired is considered to be an erva. The erva poteres sarasa, and the erva paters the tzara. It's actually the part which is acquired to him right now is the erva, right? Because he has a stake in this woman, right? And so it's as if the other half of the woman is achos ishto, right? So at the same time, although it's not his sister, but it's, you know, it's like achos ishto. So part of it is his, and part of it's his brother's. Part of it is his is like ishto. Part of it's his brother's is like achos ishto. So therefore, she's stuck in limbo. Chatzi ever, chatzi mechoy. Right, she's chatzi. It was an amazing concept, okay? So Amrei Chinechino said, shtake kutavot. Yosem Rabbi Yudavim Pazi. So Rabbi Yudavim Pazi said, good. Why did you fall to him? Not because of the brother. To the brother, she's usher. To him, she's going to be mutter. Now, I'm not sure exactly what he means by that, but I think what he means is that after the 30 days, right, there's going to be a problem. I'm forgetting so. No. What he means, like, Scarbonetti says, very simple. He says that since the Shane, whoever it is, each one, during the, had both brothers survived, each brother with a Vassar and the other one, right? He says, he makes this far even simpler. He says, each brother with a Vassar and the other one have both remained alive. Because each marriage took effect on this woman, right? So now you have two husbands, one wife, and that's an untenable situation. We don't allow that in Judaism, right? So therefore, the fact that one of them died doesn't resolve the situation. Because since during the lifetime, they each asked on each other, with one of us died, doesn't make her now suitable, because it's where during the lifetime was an Isser, an Usser to his brother, after death, so she now remains Usser to him as a result. Because he inherits the Isser which came from his brother.
Although, in real Arab world, there wouldn't be a case.
That's right, but that's only by because it's an even situation. That's exactly the point. No, real over there because actually all as well. You're thinking about you're talking about two sisters, two brothers, one now. Okay, so says the market, the new issue. That's the end of that. That's the end of the exciting stuff for tonight. Basco, just a few more minutes, 2 or 3 minutes. Basco, everybody down Marbury, right?
Yeah.
Basco, soil. We'll talk about Truma Basco. Is there a minion now, anyway? Bas Kohen, Yisrael, Lo Tov HaBetruma. Bas Kohen, as the end of the mission said, Bas Kohen, who's marrying Yisrael, cannot eat Truma. And says more, what's the Torah about? Lachain, Tzir, Torah about Sarafilu, Hasheni Kohen. If you have Bas Kohen, right, who's the number one guy is Yisrael, right? He married her, Lachar Shloshim. Number two guy, Kaim Akshav of Lachar Shloshim, sorry. And number two guy is a Kohen. Okay? And she's also a Kohenis. So you might think, well, she's a Kohenis. The number two guy is a Kohen. Why can't she eat Truma? So says Amara, no, but since her number one guy who's waiting in the wings, Me'achshov L'achar Shloshim, is Yisrael, so therefore she's impeded upon from eating Truma.
Where is she living? Is she in her father's house?
Well, she better be in her father's house. Yeah, no, there's no Nisuin taking place here. It's all Eruvin.
Yes, no, I mean about the...
Yeah, but her father's a Kohen. Even though the father's a Kohen, she still can't be Truma. Okay? Because number one is the Yisrael. And he's waiting in the wings. Okay, that's this guy down base. So I'm Elisha, somebody says to his wife, Hareh Mekudesh Esli Yer Mekudesh Mi Amanas She'etein Lach Masayim Zuz Kedesh and I give you $200. Hareh Mekudesh, she's married, but Yitein Lach, he has a gift. Amanas She'etein Lach Mikan Vat Shloshim Yom, he says I'm going to give you the next 30 days. Nasa Metol Shloshim Mekudesh, he gives it in 30 days. She's a Mekudeshes, if not, ain't a Mekudeshes. I'm not sure Yeshdi Masayim Zuz. He makes the condition I have 200 Zuz. Arei Mezum Mekudeshes. She's married to Yeshdi if he has 200 Zuz. Even those 200 Zuz are in Siberia. I'm not sure Arecht Masayim Zuz. He says, the condition I show you 200 Zuz. Mekudeshes. She's Mekudeshes, but Ve'arena, he has to be able to show it to her, right? If he's a money changer, he so says, look, in my till I have 200 zuz, and a Kadesh is not valid marriage because it's not hers. Okay, let's just do a couple lines tomorrow. Simon, you learned over there, raise a kitechim nasha titli masayim zuz. He says, this is your get on the condition that you give me $200. I raise a Kadesh is fatite. She's a Mekudesh, but and she has to give the money. She wasn't able to give her ex the money before he died. She can give to her, his surviving father or brother, and that fulfills the condition, and she's exempt for a chlitzi, even the get is sustained. But kedusha can say this is true by kedusha as well. I am Elisha. Somebody says to a woman, I'm not shaking off Mazayim Zeus. You're married to me, this will give you 200 zuz. And he dies. If he dies, his brother or father can give on his behalf these kukul chitzibun that completes the marriage, and now she's required to undergo chalitza or yibum. And we'll stop here for this evening. Good Gemara tonight. Good Gemara.